Hi, everybody. Welcome to Glow Girl, a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always. And oh my God, it is the 100th episode of this show. Can you believe that?
No. So exciting, Tracy.
I don't know if I've ever done 100 of anything. This is a lot of commitment.
You're like a real podcaster now.
A real thing is actually happening here. So 2 years and 100 episodes in, and a lot has changed and grown around these parts. And to celebrate, we got the band back together, if you couldn't tell. Brittany Gibbons and Meredith Solo of the Girls Girls podcast, formerly of the Hey Witches podcast, and occasionally of the Glow podcast.
What a long, strange trip that's been.
I know, right?
I'm so excited to be back. And like celebrate this moment with you. It's so much fun, Trace.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you guys. Well, you know, we kind of all started this together, and it has really been kind of a long, strange journey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like this show has just taken on so many different evolutions that it's been awesome to watch. But even like looking at old pictures and stuff, I was like, man. What a different time.
It was a very different time. I mean, we had a different president. We did not have the term global pandemic in our everyday vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
We only wore masks like in the bedroom maybe, or like for sanding furniture. I don't know. We didn't that none of these things were things then. I was just thinking about the time when the three of us were driving around in the backwoods trying to find some place to dispose of a jar spell gone wrong.
We were looking for water.
That's right. We were looking for water to chuck it into.
A river.
Yeah. We found a drainage ditch, and that turned out to not go so well.
What were we trying to manifest with that spell? I can't remember now. Was it just money? Or was it fame and fortune? It's always just like money, fame, and fortune, like one of those things.
It was probably. I mean, listen, 100 episodes, we've manifested at least that much. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you got famous. You're like the most famousest astrologer witch I know.
Well, good. Your circle's small, but that's very nice of you to say.
I just have this little coven. I mean, of all of us in this little coven, you're the most famousest witch.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Well, I do kind of wish that it was that we were together in person like the old days. You know, we used to always get together and record together. And
what? I prefer this 100 times. I hate seeing your faces.
I know. We have leaned into the pandemic recording real hard. It's really easy to never leave the house, turns out.
It's like so much easier. If you have a podcast, just do it on Zoom. Like, it's just so much easier, don't you think?
But the one thing I do miss about this show taping in person is we did always do fun little rituals when we got together to record it.
We really did. Yeah.
And that's... I have so many jars, you guys. So many jars and no friends to fill them.
Yeah. I pandemic hoarded a lot of jars. So I have lots of them. I guess
the bullseye area in Target, when you first walk in there, that little like dollar area is like swimming with adorable glass jars with lids right now. Ooh. By the way,
witch tip.
Yes.
If you guys need some stuff, jar spells. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So with all of us together today, after the break, we're going to talk about how our woo has maybe changed, evolved, grown over the past 2 years. There are lots of things that we were probably super amped up about 2 years ago that we've maybe moved away from.
Ooh. There
are definitely practices that have grown and become a part of our everyday lives, and sometimes in an obsessive way, sometimes in professional ways for some of us. And so how have we seen those changes in our lives because of the woo that we sort of jumped into without very much knowledge a couple years ago? So after the break, we're going to get into that conversation a little bit deeper. For now, I have some star news for us all, and it's about yet another planet going retrograde and turning our lives upside down. So yay.
No!
It's always that. It's always that. So last week's astrology around here was actually packed full of big planetary eventful moves. We entered into Cancer season. We had a full moon that was the end of the latest eclipse season, which kind of helped things calm down a little bit. Last week was the end of the insane Mercury retrograde that tried to destroy my life. I don't know how it was for you guys. Wasn't great for me.
It's been better.
Yeah, I've had better. I took back a lot of things that I used to say about how retrogrades weren't all inherently evil, because that one definitely felt like it was out for me. So,
dude, that was like, I'm surprised I'm still married. I went into it so cocky and I was like, Mercury retrograde. I was born in a retrograde, bro. And then I came out like just beaten down and tired. And I'm like, oh, thank God my marriage came out okay. It was a rough one for Sean and I.
Yeah, it was hard.
I think Sean just get like his little Piscesness just gets hit harder with it or something.
Oh, I have some Pisces news for you. So,
No, because he's a train wreck right now. I can't wait. Okay.
Well, buckle up. Okay. So we also talked about Mars moving into Leo, which makes our motivation a little more show-offy, I guess, is the technical term. And our emotions can be sometimes a little bit more dramatic and expressive. And we talked last week in depth about how the Jupiter retrograde in place until October is calling on us to reflect on what we've really accomplished in the past year, which is actually exactly what we're doing here today. So perfect timing for that. This week, the two big moves we have to discuss are first about Venus, which is our planet of love and values and our righteous feminism. Venus is moving from emotional and domestic Cancer into creative and big-hearted Leo. So what happens when Venus moves into Leo is it sort of shifts our focus into like grand gestures of love. Wherever this falls in our chart can show us kind of how we want to express ourselves in love relationships, or if we're dating, or if we're married, or even if we're not coupled up. Whatever that love is in our lives, we can sometimes feel more, I guess, proud of what we accomplished in those areas. It can make us a little generous with our money. So if there's something that speaks to our values, we may want to be donating to that. We may want to be giving what we can to those types of organizations and people. This is sort of a warm-hearted, teasing, proud, extravagant kind of placement for Venus. Love is a bit of a game in this sign, and Venus in Leo is kind of forever stuck in that romance stage of a relationship. So if your relationship is needing sort of that revisit to the honeymoon stage, and I know we've all been married a long time around here, and maybe that might be helpful for all of us. I'm just speaking for myself. I feel like I'm going to be able to use this Venus in Leo energy. So, yeah. In this energy, it can give our egos sort of a strong investment. And I guess what I mean by that is that whatever it is that we are proud of in our lives, what we've accomplished, what we put our values, coins into, that's sort of a thing that we want to amplify. And we might want attention because of that. We might be outspoken because of whatever that is that our values are. The negative expression sometimes of this placement can be overstating our feelings simply for the effect. So sometimes just saying what we feel and wanting attention for it. So that can be sometimes a little bit of a show-offy kind of thing where maybe we are speaking more than we're feeling.
Uh-oh.
You know. But the other
thing, like how I live my whole life. Okay, I'll reel it in.
The only other thing I would say about this placement is that it does make us want to spend our money. Spend our money and spend our attention sometimes in extravagant ways. So If that's something you can afford to do, great. And if it's something that you can't afford to do, maybe just watch that. So now, aside from that, that's a smaller movement. That's Venus is in Leo from June 27th to July 21st. So it's a shorter period of time that we have to kind of look at this. The next planetary move that I want to talk about is one that I think that we're seeing already playing out both on the news and in our lives. Neptune, which is our planet of illusions and dreams and fantasies, went retrograde on June 25th and will be kind of in that backspin energy until December 1st. So this is sort of a long retrograde period. We're going to be feeling this until almost the end of the year this year.
I'm uninterested in this happening. Where do I opt out?
You may not. And
is there an opt-out link?
I have pulled up your chart and I will be telling you exactly where this is hitting you, and you won't be surprised at all. So yay. It's a fun one. So Neptune, what Neptune does for us, right, is it sort of allows us an escape in our lives. It allows us to have fogged over areas and rose-colored glasses and sort of dreamy, spacey energy in our charts, in our lives, in a specific place wherever our natal Neptune resides. For me, that Neptune happens to hang out in my fourth house. So I want to escape into my home, which is the fourth house area. I just want to escape here. I don't want to think about anything in the outside world when I'm in my home. Now, what happens is when Neptune retrogrades, the fog lifts, and that's for all of us. So that's for, this is a worldwide energy that we're starting to see playing out. The fog lifts. We are starting to see, because Neptune is retrograding in Pisces, which is another very dreamy, spacey, sort of rose-colored glasses, hippy-dippy sign. Neptune retrograding in Pisces, it sort of, I guess it shows us that the rose-colored glasses are off. Real life is a slap in the face. These things that have been hidden in our lives or things that we've hidden from ourselves are suddenly in the forefront again. When we see this happen, things like addictions can present themselves and we suddenly realize this is a bigger problem than we thought. Mm. And maybe escaping into this is deeper than I thought it was. Things like mental health issues, we can start to see are becoming more clear. Like maybe this is more than just a little bit of anxiety about a certain thing. Maybe this is something I actually need, medical help for. And so we start to see things like that. We start to get more clear and we start feeling like we need to take action on some of these items because Neptune, when it's spinning normally, makes us feel kind of, complacent and sleepy and a little bit lazy about these things. When the fog lifts, when Neptune retrogrades, we start to see, okay, wow, I've got to get it together. I've got to fix this. I've got to do these things. And we need to do them before the beginning of December, basically. So it gives
us probably a good time, though. I mean, think about like how much people like it's been talked about so much in my friend circles. Like even I have pulled like back on drinking a lot because I drank so much during that pandemic. Mm-hmm. Just drank like a fish. So maybe it's like a good time to like think about things like that and
it absolutely
down.
It totally is. And Neptune retrograde is actually, we need this. It happens every year. We need this time to sort of say, oh, wow, I've gotten really complacent about these things. It's time for me to do something. And especially, like you said, coming out of a pandemic, we're starting to really see situations for what they truly are. I think that it's very interesting, the timing of this Neptune retrograde and where this is kind of falling when we're watching things on the news. Like we're seeing situations in other countries maybe aren't what we thought. We're seeing things coming up from below the surface in politics. We didn't know before, but now things are starting to become even more clear. Things like Britney Spears, we didn't know everything that was happening to her. And now things are starting to become really, really clear. So this Neptune retrograde is very helpful. But what we can do is we can look at our birth charts. And if any of you listening have your birth chart, you can look at where Pisces is in your chart. You can look at where Neptune falls right now, and you can see what area of your life this is kind of affecting you in from now until December. So I pulled Brittany, your chart, and I pulled Meredith's too. So Brittany, Neptune in Pisces is in your ninth house. Okay. The ninth house represents things like travel and higher education and philosophy and like the law and things like that. With Pisces there, what happens
is this
here?
Because I just got pulled over. Is this where we're going?
I mean, it wasn't, but that's a good point there too. With Pisces in this ninth house, it might make you feel like you need to take a deep dive into your spirituality, or like you need to read or take courses or learn something new about yourself. And it also may make you feel like you need an escape. So things like travel, especially to places with lots of water or places that have a spiritual pull, might be on your mind during this retrograde period. Whatever this energy has in store for you specifically, it is this placement of this is really interesting because for you, it's a sort of personal awakening.
Like a good one?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Because what happens here is you may be exposing things that possibly you've been hiding from yourself. Okay.
Well, this checks out.
Which so that can be very exciting. Yeah. Does that resonate a little bit?
It does indeed. This really does sound like me exactly, which is exciting because I was ready to hear bad news from this retrograde, but I'm down for all of this. In fact, I just messaged you in April and Meredith the other day, because it's like coming up on the anniversary of us going out of town or something. And I'm like, can we just go?
Yeah.
Can we just pack our things and go? Just
escape
us.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great time. So especially for you with this placement falling in your ninth house, this is a really great time for things like readings. I know that you are very careful with the types of things that you expose yourself to in spiritual ways, but if there's something you've been thinking about or something you've been looking to deep dive further into, this is a helpful time because you are seeing the real things. There's no fogginess around this. And so you're able to get some clarity in those situations.
Brittany,
I'm excited.
It's a good time, you know?
You better get a reading. Call Joe. Hers are the best.
Yes, we need to get Joe. So Meredith, I pulled yours too. Okay. Now this Neptune retrograde for you is happening in your third house. Your third house is your house of communication. It's also how you think and how you learn. So what might be happening for you here is you might be reevaluating how you communicate, how you express yourself, and what your
brand. Shut the fuck up. I just made a Facebook post about this.
I just want you to know that I wrote this before you wrote your Facebook post. Just
what?
You might be looking at what your brand looks like. Okay.
I am totally looking at what my brand looks like and changing it all right now. Yes.
Well, you might see this energy expose some ways you've been expressing yourself, maybe in a manner that you feel is like a shield or a mask, a way that you've been protecting yourself or covering something of yourself. And now that this fog is lifting, you may decide to change the way you project your image or even change your image completely. The third house also can represent close community that you're involved in, like your neighbors in your close community, but also things like siblings and cousins, your close people in your life, and close friends can be included in that too. You may see some of those relationships in your life become a little bit clearer during this time. So what might happen is you might get closer to some of those people or see some of those people for what they truly are and decide to put distance between you.
Dude, it's totally happening. My mom just said, are you going to the family reunion July 4th? That's every year. And I said, you know what? I'm not. If these people can't even be my Facebook friend because they don't like that I'm a Democrat, I'm definitely not going to spend 4th of July holidays with them anymore. And I was just done with it. Like, that was it.
Yeah. That
I love it.
Good makes job. Perfect sense. Yeah, exactly. You know, have your values, express your values. That's right.
Yeah.
The other thing with this for you is you may have a clearer view of communities and organizations that you're involved with in a way that causes you to make changes in how you participate in those and how you give your time. So,
dude, I'm going to stop creating content at our company, and it feels very scary but I'm going to start doing boss ass shit and like being a real business owner who doesn't do the daily work.
Snap. Well, I'd be snapping for you all.
This
like,
is so
excited.
Crazy. Like everything is doing exactly what you're telling me it's doing.
Well, I'm glad that you two are excited. I think this Neptune retrograde is going to be helpful for a lot of people.
Is it helpful for you?
I'm a little freaked out by mine.
What's yours?
What's going on?
So the Neptune retrograde for me is happening in my eighth house. And the eighth house is like the spiritual junk drawer of your birth chart. Uh-oh. It's like sex and death and like money. And
so like everything good, but also bad.
Yeah, it's so the eighth house is a house of anything that's transitional and transactional. So, you know, things like sex and death and taxes, those are transitions and transactions. And so I'm a little freaked out by what this Neptune retrograde, the clarity around those things that might happen in this area. So if it brings clarity around money and bills and helps me like get debt in order, that's good.
We're about to be rich. Sometimes just sit around and think like, oh, I wonder if I'll remember these moments. Mm-hmm. Right. When I'm not stupid wealthy like we are playing the stock market right now. I wonder if we'll just remember.
We are going to be AMC rich.
It is interesting.
Tracy,
because
did you get in on the AMC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy.
Yes, she did.
What's astrology say about AMC stock?
Oh, God. There's a
lot. Can we have a whole show on this?
Oh, my God. Can you tell us, like, AMC's birth chart? Like, can you do it? I know you can do it for a business on the date and time it was born.
Can you come on Girls next week and do a whole, show on this stuff?
We can talk about stuff.
Yeah. Can we talk on Girls next week that, can we give you a list of things we want to know about and then you figure it out for us and tell us?
Yeah, just give me your list and I'll do something.
Yeah, like if I was coming to you for a reading, I would literally only ask about AMC.
Ask the universe.
I mean, listen, this is either really good news or really bad news, because the eighth house, if there's a house of your birth chart that involves the stock market, that would be it. So okay. So clarity around that is happening for me in my birth chart.
I love this journey for us.
Yeah. But you know what else? I think it's really interesting because we're having this Neptune retrograde in Pisces. We're also having a Jupiter retrograde in Pisces, and Jupiter is our planet of like luck and wealth.
Wait, does that mean we're going to lose our wealth?
What's happening is we're being asked to look more closely at all of these things. You know, what have we accomplished and how are we showing gratitude for those things with Jupiter?
My God, I just wrote a Facebook post about that today. This is so crazy.
So we have a lot of planetary movements that are helpful and aligning with all of us, it sounds like. If you are out there listening and you want to know where your Neptune retrograde is hitting your chart, let me know. I can help with that. You can shoot me a message on the Glow Girl page. I always like looking at people's charts and I'm not
okay, Andy's going to call you later.
Oh boy. Does he know that?
No, he doesn't. But I put all of my AMC luck on him. So he better have some good shit happening is all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Can all right. I just like order a chart reading for Sean that he doesn't know about and you just tell it to me? Like, is that a...
Do we ever
read someone that's not us? Is that a thing?
I mean, there's some ethics involved in that I don't know.
No. We're all best friends. HIPAA. There's no ethics in the friend
There's
group.
No astrology HIPAA. Just tell us.
There probably should be.
Okay, I would like to change my date of birth and time then.
Yeah, no. I mean, if we're being honest, I think I have Sean's chart in my astrology.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think I already have it.
He's a Pisces and he's having a hard way to go right now.
Let me just.
Today he joined a gym and everything. Like this guy is just full on fucking midlife crisis, Trace. I don't know.
If his son, so if you are a Pisces, that means your son is in Pisces, that means that your sun sign, which represents sort of your, your soul a little bit. It's a big portion of the who you are question in astrology. If your sun is in Pisces, then this Neptune is creating some sort of a direct hit to who you are. And so this is probably something that's going to force anybody who's a Pisces, Sean included, to take a good look at who they are And they may have some fog lifting around that. They may be getting some clarity about who am I and what are some things that are going on with me. Sean's a 12th house Pisces sun. And when you have your sun in the 12th house in your chart, that means that who you are, you hide a little. And so, but it might not be that he's hiding it on purpose. It might be that he is a little bit hidden from himself. Maybe he doesn't, maybe he's not super in touch with who he is or what he's about. And this retrograde is going to be shining some light on that for him. He may be getting some clarity around that. That's also taking place in his first house, which is a health house, a physical house. So how you look and how your body is. And so for him, joining a gym makes perfect sense.
Huh.
So, yeah. So those are just a few things. Let's see what else is going on here. We also just happen to be today have the moon in Pisces. So all of this Pisces energy is like ripe. If Sean's being a little emotional today, that might be why.
Yeah, he's positively vibrating.
I thought it was because he had to mow the grass and it was a billion degrees outside, but we'll just blame it on astrology.
I mean, honestly, I would probably be pretty emotional. And
he was pretty emotional about it.
Okay, so that's kind of what's going on. That's the big stuff that's going on with the astrology right now. So anybody out there listening, this Neptune retrograde, wherever this is falling in your chart, is having you kind of take a closer look and get some clarity around different things in your life. There's something that's been out of your sight, kind of hidden from you. Now's a time that you may start taking notice of that and decide to take some action. But watch this on the news too. Things that were hidden from us are becoming clear.
Like the aliens.
Like, oh, the aliens.
Gosh.
They are coming out and having a moment right now.
All right, listen, if there are planets in the solar system, in the zodiac, in astrology that represent aliens coming to Earth, it is for sure Neptune. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Just saying.
We're going to meet those Jesus aliens after all. I can't even.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're going to take a super quick ad break, pay a bill or two here, and then we'll be back. We're going to talk about our spiritual journeys over the course of the past 2 years and 100 episodes. So,
wow, it's going to be intense.
Hang tight. Okay, guys, I know I'm busy. I know you're busy. Life is crazy. We have moon cycles to track. We have crystals to charge. Self-care in my house takes a backseat to survival most of the time. So it's no wonder that the last thing on our minds is taking a supplement. And if you're anything like me, the things you enjoy are the things you make time for. And those are the things that become habits. That's why Teonan created a range of instant beverages packed with the benefits of 6 functional mushrooms. Yeah, I did say mushrooms. These delicious drinks are actually made with potent fruiting body extracts and are not only a pleasure to consume, but provide a wide range of wellness benefits, including improvements to your immunity, gut health, energy, and mental clarity. There are 7 different flavors to choose from, and all their drinks are USDA organic, vegan, GMO-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free. If you're a morning coffee or tea consumer, if you like an afternoon latte pick-me-up, or if you're just like me and looking for a way to get a little more nutrition in your day, the Teonan line has so many delicious benefits. Visit their website at teonan.com, that's T-E-O-N-A-N.com, and use the code GGP to get 15% off your first purchase. Okay, so 100 episodes of Glow Girl, 2 years in to a weird and wild spiritual journey, maybe an awakening, depending on who you ask, maybe a spiral into some super weird stuff, also depending on who you ask. And here we are, 100 episodes of Glow Girl in, and lots of changes in all of our lives, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Tracy, you're going to kick it off. How have you changed these last 2 years?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, this show for one, I'm not a very, I guess, expressive person when it comes to being a public personality or a face of anything. I'm a background person. I'm a sidekick friend. I'm having a podcast is not something that I ever really dreamed up for myself. And I think that the two of you probably dragged me into this kicking and screaming on more than one occasion.
Yeah. And then we both were like, let's just give her the show and get out of here.
Okay, bye. I do feel like that was possibly the plan all along.
We knew that would happen the whole time.
Yeah. I have forgiven you for that. Things have gone okay. We started this podcast. We started the Glow Girl podcast as Hey Witches.
Yeah, remember that. And then we were afraid because just the word witch has such a negative connotation that a lot of times the advertisers won't even work with you if the word witch isn't in anything at all.
And
so we changed the name because also we wanted people who are into astrology and crystals or whatever, if they weren't necessarily a witch, want to come and work.
I think also too, we just didn't know where we were going to end up with our own journey.
Witchcraft journey.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think we were just, it was just starting for us. It's crazy to think that it's been 2 years. But I don't think any of us knew how it was going to shake out, really.
Guys, it's been 2 years. Like, think about, because we were baby witches when we started this. Now, I would say I'm 100% a witch now. I no longer feel like a baby witch. I definitely am so involved in the practice. I do it every day. I carry crystals in my bra. I meditate every morning. I light candles. I write fucking checks on new moons to the universe. Like, I'm in, right? Like, I have little spells that I'm doing all the time. And I feel like I have put Christianity down completely. And that this is like, I think really the law of attraction. Can the law of attraction be a religion? Because I think that's what I practice mixed with some witchcraft. I think that's where I ended up at the end of these 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that I can see that. And obviously you've had good experiences with it, right? Like you have grown with this and it has helped you along.
It helped me. It's helped me complete. I had a hard time just letting go of Christianity. That was really hard for me. But Christianity hurt me over and over and over again. And I never felt like I was accepted or good enough for the religion. And I was always fucking up. And I didn't love feeling like I was the bad kid all the time at school, which is how Christianity made me feel. And so I've really like come into my own, I think, like as a person, by just not feeling like that guilt and shame that I was carrying around all the time. And now when people ask me, like even clients, they'll be like, are you a Christian? I'm like, oh yeah, I was raised like super duper fundamentalist Christian, but I'm probably more of a witch now than anything. And they're like, and then we just blow it off. But I'm like, no, for real, bro. Like, you have no fucking idea. So yeah, like I think I'm all the way in. I think I'm all the way in on this whole like witch thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You are,
and I just do my own shit, man. I think I just like do my own, like, I don't know, soul practitioner witchcraft stuff. Like, is that the word?
I mean, are there things that you did in the beginning, the sort of beginning that you are, I know there are plenty of things that you did in the beginning that you're still doing, but are there things that you have definitely said, no, that's not for me?
Yes, I will never do a jar spell anymore. And here's why. I did so many jar spells for like a year. And I put so much energy and focus into this one thing I was trying to manifest that I had, like, I'm not even shitting you guys, like 50 jars sitting in my office at one point in time. And my husband was like, dude, some of these jars are getting like moldy. Like, what are you doing? This is like orange peel rotting in here. Like, what are you doing? This looks like mental illness, Meredith. Like, what are you doing with all these jars? So then I just chucked all my jars in the river and just let the universe have at it. And it was in that moment that I was like, I have to trust the universe more. I can't just be making these jar spells and letting them sit around my office getting moldy all the time. And ever since I tossed them all into the river, which I don't know why I always throw shit in rivers, but ever since I tossed them all in the river, like, I feel like it was like a real, like a weight was lifted. Like, I almost feel like that was the end of Christianity for me. Like, was throwing all those jars, like being like, you know what? I'm done with this. And I believe in myself and I'm confident enough that I don't need 50 jars sitting around to tell me what to do anymore. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. So I probably will never do a jar spell again, but I got like way over the top into those at one point in time.
That, I mean, that makes sense. Well, and I know that you've also, Meredith, kind of picked up a little bit more with astrology, I've noticed, which I
think is really... I am all in on astrology. Like, I am like all fucking in. So besides like the witchcraft stuff I do, astrology is a huge part of my practice. I ask people for their birth charts before they're allowed to work here now. It's like a background check. Like, I have to see if we're compatible. And I'm like, what's your time of birth? And I put it into time pass. And just, it's probably so weird, but I tell them what I'm up to. I'm like, listen, I'm super duper into astrology. I'm also very superstitious and I believe in this stuff. So you've got to like just play along. And they do. But, you know, I didn't even sign a contract during Mercury retrograde. Like, I even told the new client, I was like, we're not signing this shit. It's Mercury retrograde. And he was like, what? And I was like, listen, you'll thank me later. It's going to work out great if we just wait to sign the contracts. I'll get going, but we're not going to sign a contract right now. And then we signed it later and he was totally fine with it. Like, I don't even care. I'm just like open about who I am at this point in time. This is what you get. You're going to get like some weird neurotic shit. It's just the way it is.
And obviously crystals, still definitely, in the
100 in my bra every day. Yeah.
So I don't forget, we have a request, for the end of the show for, if you have a crystal that you'd like to talk about specifically.
I'm bringing the heat today.
Okay. So Brittany, what about you? How have things changed and grown for you?
I know. I'm very private with this. Even amongst you guys, like, I really don't, when you guys go in on astrology, I go silent. Mm-hmm. And I will be completely transparent here. This has been like still a journey I'm on. I have a foot in many things, I think, and I'm just afraid to pick one of them up. Because I just like don't know. I want answers to everything all the time. And when I can't get them, I don't trust the thing that's not giving me an answer.
Astrology.
It's the answer. So, I mean, it's been a journey, but a positive one. And like, if you were to ask me where I am differently than I was 2 years ago, I would be more separated from traditional religion than I've ever been. And that's what I can safely say.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. I don't like it. I think it's shitty. And that's where I am with it. But as far as like rebuilding my own, I'm just not there yet. Like, yeah, it's messy. And I also, 2 years ago when we started this, I was deeply depressed. Like, I was in a hole with mental illness that was awful. And so I was very much looking at something to just take care of me, just to do it. Like, could you just handle this, universe? Because I can't do shit for myself right now. And sometimes that worked, but most of the time it didn't. And so I was like, well, this shit's stupid too. Like, I was just like pissed at everything. But no, I think like I'm just really in a rebuilding process. Like, I passed my own infrastructure bill. And so I'm looking to fortify like my bridges and roads. Because, so yeah, that's where I am. Like, I'm a just spiritual, nature-y person. Like, by design.
I always say that too. I always think I'm probably the most spiritual person in every room, right?
Yeah. Like,
I believe in God and also these fucking crystals in my bra. Like, when I believe in all of it.
Yeah. I'm just like curious and spiritual and nature-y. So I mean, I'm a witch of some order, but I don't know
green,
what that is.
A green one.
Yeah, probably.
It's really fascinating to me. And then also completely old news to me that both of you, Meredith's thing is change, and Meredith is ruled by a sign that's about change. And Brittany, you are nothing but earth signs. And you like that's
there's literally no better description of me in the whole world.
You want stability, you want roots. Yeah. Yeah. You want security and answers and comfort. And Meredith wants change. When we talk about the kite and the anchor.
Yeah.
This is very clear here.
Always be next level on your shit. Yeah.
Let's just be comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's keep pushing forward.
Yeah. And I'm nothing but air signs. And I just want mommy and daddy to
nothing
never fight.
Nothing than that either. Yeah. Just seriously. Like, we each are, what's neat is that we're each a different sign.
Mm-hmm.
like a type of like earth, air, and Meredith's clearly water, which she tells us every time we're near a pool. And
I got to get so wet in Florida this last week. I was like a fish in the ocean. I was like, get it on me. Yeah.
So I just think we complement each other perfectly because we each bring something vastly different to the table.
We all do. And what is interesting is that each of us, you know, Brittany is the earth, I'm the air, Meredith is the water, but each of us has equal amounts of fire in different ways, different placements. So we are definitely our own weird little coven. I can tell you that.
It is weird indeed.
Yeah. It's been a weird 2 years. 2 years ago, I didn't think I'd be doing this. I didn't think I would be professionally taking astrological readings and having actual clients. I didn't think that was going to be happening.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Tracy. Like, look at you. You have like a client list and a real huge ass business happening. Like,
it's in there now.
Podcast. Yeah.
I know, right? This podcast definitely has opened a lot of doors for me and forced me to sort of deal with a lot of just things I don't know, but things I don't know because I don't want to poke at them. Because I don't like to rock the boat. I don't like to upset the apple cart. I just want things to be comfortable and normal and even and balanced, you know, but a little bit of imbalance kind of helps you settle into that place where you're supposed to be. And, you know, I think for me, I found that obviously still growing and learning and changing all the time, every day. You know, I'm excited to, my books are closed right now because we've been in this, you know, upsetting process of moving houses and all of that. I'm in what is actually my office now in my new house. Actually, this is the first podcast I've recorded in this new house. I've had to go to the other house to record podcasts until now. But this
Why?
Mercury retrograde, internet issues. The day we moved in here, they started digging up the whole neighborhood to put fiber cable in and different internet services. So I haven't had stable internet until now.
You got that fiber internet now?
Not yet, but we are supposed to be soon. So I don't know.
Brittany's so jealous. She's like, I'm using a hotspot out here in the country.
Fancy here. Can I leave here yet? Like, what am I fucking doing?
Come on, he just needs some more jar spells for
how
internet.
How long are smiting supposed to last? Because I feel like this one's been excessive.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot. You've got to be nearing the end of this. But yeah, this is just a room full of boxes and pictures and things that I don't know where to put yet. So clearly still in a lot of transitional space here, but things are getting there, you know? And I feel like that's just sort of a metaphor for all of this for us too, you know, spirituality and our beliefs and whatever it is that we practice, it is messy and it doesn't have to make sense and it doesn't have to be cut and dry. You know, we can kind of make it look like whatever we want, whatever works for us.
You're really right about that. And I think that is like really the, like what you're saying right now is what I've done for the last 2 years is just realize like, man, I'm my own person and I can decide what I believe in. I don't need, like, I can believe in 5 things at the same time if I want to. You know what I mean? Or like pieces of things and not
We talk about this in the Girls group a lot. Whenever there's something happening, somebody says, okay, what's the ritual for that? Like, what are the steps that I should do when something like this happens? And my response lately has been kind of how I've been approaching a lot of things. There don't have to be rules to ritual. You know, it's whatever you feel, it's your intention, it's how you want to approach it. You know, sometimes I do something that's, I guess, maybe like a jar spell. Maybe it's just I'm throwing some things together because that makes me feel good, you know, like some salt and some herbs and like maybe a crystal or some rock I picked up in the street. And it just makes me feel good to have that. And I have a feeling about that thing. And is that a spell? Is it a talisman of some kind? I don't know. I just like it. And it makes me feel a way.
You know, I grew up in Catholic school. And like, there were so many times where like we had to memorize a prayer, like as if it didn't work. If it wasn't word for word, or like like the way things were done. Like that's just how I grew up. And so now to come into something that's basically just like however you want it, like a choose your own adventure religion, I'm like, wait. But like, what prayer do I say if I like, it's just crazy to me. And it took a long time to like rectify that in my head. Like, because we did, we bought every book. How many books did we buy?
Oh my God. Have a whole room.
I have so many books.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't know. And like, oh my gosh, how many I've actually read. Like I read like 3 pages and I'm like,
right. I have everything for like the Definite Witch starter kit. And
like, me too.
And 2 years later, I'm like, what the fuck do I have that for? The fucking cauldron in my closet. What the fuck do I have a cauldron for?
Yeah, I think when you're just starting out, you do think that you need everything, but
I'm gonna put dip,
you know,
in it.
Maybe you do because you're just trying to discover where you should fit into whatever you want to do, right? So you pick it up and you look at the book and you're like, not really, and then you put it down, right? So,
you know, it's like we're in like middle school spiritually. We're trying on different things to figure out what our style is, what our friend group is. You know, we're not there yet. We're not
look back at this and cringe the way we're cringing how we were 2 years ago.
100%. I mean, we'll get there. We'll find our place. We'll find our groove and what and who is comfortable for us. You know, and I guess what's nice is that 2 years ago when we started this, we were very much beginners at this. And I think it's nice that we're still there. You know, we are still beginners at this. We know a little bit more about ourselves, but we're not professionals. We didn't like level up really in any way. We're just learning more about what, you know, what things work for us, and we're leaving things behind that don't. And that's fine. And I think that's kind of the lesson here for everybody who's listening. If you're just starting out in this, you don't have to be any place. You don't have to, there's not a, you know, marker for you to reach by a certain point to know that you're doing it right. You know, it just kind of is, you know, and if you're at that place where you're trying to feel out what that, you know, what that is, you know, welcome, join us. We are too, you know, we're all just kind of swimming in this weird pool and we don't know where we're going. So
I would just like everyone to know that I did level up. So I don't know.
Speaking for myself, I guess I shouldn't speak for Meredith. Meredith needs to level up because that's just who she is.
Yes.
Listen, I've been working fucking hard at this shit for 2 years. Did I tell you about the 50 jars? Yeah.
she has surpassed.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited that this October I'm going to be hosting another fucking, you know, like Halloween dinner. Like that's what I'm excited about. I miss like the community that came with this. Like I miss the women. Like the pandemic fucked with that for a while, and that's not going to happen again. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I think the pandemic was really hard for, I mean, we could talk about this for 100 years about how the pandemic was hard for different things, but spiritually specifically, it was hard for me because we were all disconnected. And even if we're very private in our practices, it was still hard to be separate from communing with people, like you said. Mm-hmm. You know, even if we're not sharing in what we're doing with each other, being around each other, there's something that I feel like was missing this whole time.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's something about setting your intentions with your group of girlfriends, right? And then throwing that piece of paper in a fire. It just makes it more magical. It's just a more magical life.
Yeah. Yeah. I do miss that. And, you know, just going spiritual places sometimes, you know, even just going to like little witch shops and skinny dipping in pools randomly. And, you know, those things, those were nice things.
Those were nice things.
Not pandemic appropriate things, I guess.
Yeah.
We need to get together about the skinny dipping.
I have definitely
forgot whose idea was that.
Full moon skinny dipping. It sounds like something I would come up with when I was drunk, but yeah.
I mean, well, I'm so glad that we got a chance to do this. I feel good about where we all are. I feel good about what's happening for us, where we all are in the different parts of our lives and the things that are coming up for us, you know, spiritually, astrologically, and, you know, just, I'm just glad that we're together still. you know, 2 years is a long time. It's a lot of commitment for a lot of people. And, you know, and we're still around, man. So I'm just thankful for that.
Every week you come out with a show. I'm proud of you. You've been killing it.
Sometimes they're old shows, but every week. and I'm so glad that everybody has kind of stuck with us here too, just because the pandemic was hard. We went through a lot of changes, and we went through a lot of changes really fast with regards to just how we were podcasting and what we were talking about, and connecting with woo things changed drastically. You know, we weren't going to crystal shops anymore. So, you know, it was kind of difficult. My Etsy bill definitely went way up during the pandemic.
I don't know how people saved money. I went broke during the pandemic.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I also spent my money during the pandemic.
Yeah. I had six boxes delivered to my porch today. I don't know what happened. It was not great. So let's talk about a crystal, because we just haven't done this in so long.
Guys, I hope you haven't done this yet, because the second you said it was the first thing that came to my mind. And then I was like, and then I looked at my crystals and I was like, I should do something else than this. But I just keep coming back to it. I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's the most dangerous crystal in the world.
I haven't done this, but I know what one it is. And I'm glad you're talking about it.
It'll be a very interesting topic. Now, I personally don't have one. And before I say the name, I just want to warn you, I don't think you need one either, but maybe we'll talk through it.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say.
It's the fucking alien crystal, which is on brand for me, Moldavite.
Yeah.
So have you guys heard of Moldavite?
I'm terrified.
No touchy. Well, not touchy.
No touchy. No. No touchy. Okay. So just so you guys know, Moldavite has a very interesting history, and that is why it's the most powerful crystal on planet Earth. And it's also called a very dangerous stone for this reason. But Moldavite is an ancient stone that formed 15 million years ago, probably in the Czech Republic, when a meteorite impacted the Earth. And I want to read this to you. I hope it doesn't sound too reedy, but I don't really know the word officially, but it's a tektite, T-E-K-T-I-T-E, which is essentially stones composed of earthly debris. So from the meteorite impact, Moldavite carries with it strong extraterrestrial cosmic energy that, when it's combined with the Earth's vibrational energy, it makes it literally the world's most powerful crystal. So you can only get it in the Czech Republic. Okay. They're becoming more and more and more rare. So just as a heads up, if you are looking for a Moldavite stone, I just want you to know that you might be buying a fake. I'm in a lot of crystal Facebook groups, and they're always posting about Moldavite stones in there and asking each other if they're fakes. And I want to say, like, 90% of the time people are buying fakes. So be very careful if you want to purchase one. Now, here's why you should be very careful, is because the shit fucks your life up. Like, you start wearing it around or working with this stone, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get kicked out of your house. Your boyfriend breaks up with you. You know, your friend is no longer speaking to you. Now, they say in the end, once it all shakes out, all of these things were supposed to happen to you, and the stone just accelerated it so you could live your best life. But while you're going through it, it happens so fast and all at once that your life just flips upside down. And, like, if you go to TikTok, which is where I first heard about Moldavite, it just put in Moldavite. All right. It's M-O. I don't even know how to spell it. We'll put it in the show notes, right? Moldavite. So put that into TikTok. And there's literally, like, women crying.
Sobbing. It's just a bunch sobbing. Of TikToks.
And they're like
sobbing.
They're sobbing. And they're, and if you're not on Witch Tech, that's the hashtag on TikTok, you'll find it there too. But they are, like, crying, like, don't get the stone. Don't do this to yourself. I lost my fucking job today. It was a great job. I got fired out of nowhere, like, all this shit. Now, and then I follow up with some of these people sometimes, and, you know, you look back at them later and they're like, yeah, it worked out the way it was supposed to, but man, that was hard getting there. I just don't want to get to things that hard. Now, if you want to get to your shit quickly, Moldavite. That's going to be a painful, it's like going into surgery without anesthesia. They're just going to put you in, cut you open, stitch you up. You'll be screaming the whole time, but your kidney stone is gone or whatever you had surgery for today. Like, that's what it is.
I was so scared when I first heard about Moldavite because I didn't want you to hear about it specifically. Because I was like,
I know I would get it. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I was chaotic enough. There's no way.
I was like, wow, I know a person who both loves crystals and giant upheaval change. And oh God.
Aliens. And aliens. And I'm obsessed with extraterrestrials, right? So of course I would want this. Now, I would like to see a Moldavite, a real one. I want to see a real one. I want to be around a real one. I will not bring it home with me. I just am curious about it. I want to feel the energy of it. And then I just want to fucking walk away from it. Like, I just want to touch it and walk away.
Ugh, I don't even, I'm scared. I mean,
you don't even want to touch it, huh? I just want to feel like, does it vibrate? Like, what does it do to me personally? And then just give it back. That's it.
I don't want to be in the same room with it. If you show up at my house,
oh, I'm not putting it in my house person, around my anybody, kids and stuff. No,
anybody who like shows up with this on their person and does not tell me, I'll punch you in the face. Yeah. I don't want to fuck with it.
Straight up face punch.
It's scary. I think it's scary. It's the only, I don't think I've ever been afraid of a stone before this, other than maybe like if one was coming at my face, but this. This one scares me a little bit. So, if it's been something that you are out there shopping for or have heard about and are curious about, be careful.
Well, I want to know if people have them that we know. Yeah. Like, can you guys tell us?
Yeah. If you're listening and you have tried this or have experience with Moldavite, definitely, you know, shoot us a message and tell us about it. We want to hear about it. And, you know, maybe we'll get some people on the show to talk about it later. I am interested. I'm like morbidly curious about it, but I also don't want anything to do with it personally.
Right. Me too. Now, if you want a nice stone recommendation, just go get yourself a malachite. Moldavite, no. Malachite, yes.
Malachite is so pretty and
it's beautiful. It's a healing stone. It'll guide you.
It's like luck and money.
Protect you. And it's like, I carry a malachite every day with me because I think they're very lucky and they watch over me and protect me. Yeah.
Yeah. Malachite is, it's green. It's good for luck and money. It is good for travel protection. And it is really good for people who have a Sagittarius rising.
Perfect. No wonder I like it so much.
Mm-hmm. Because malachite kind of handles all of the things that Jupiter handles in your birth chart. And so if you are ruled by Jupiter, like Meredith is, that's perfect. Perfect stone for you. So like Meredith said, malachite, yes. Moldavite, maybe not.
Hard no.
Be careful out there. Okay. Thank you both so much for coming on. I'm so glad we got a chance to do this.
Thanks for having me. Let's do it again at 200.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Oh my gosh. All right. And thank you guys all listening, for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of podcasts. We are on the air just about every day of the week, and there's something here for everybody. Definitely be sure to check out the revamped Atta Girl podcast every Monday with new host and member of the Girls Girls family, Kara Dennison. She's taken up the torch from Meredith and bringing us some amazing content and insight into kicking ass and making the lives we live our best lives possible. Also, in case you haven't heard this a million times from me already, membership has opened up for our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. I'm there. Brittany and Meredith are there. All the rest of our Girls Girls Media hosts are there. We like to spend all of our time in our favorite little social media haven. So come be our friends. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.